taught. But they give prestige to BCC College. They give prestige to the course their kids are taking somewhere else. They give prestige to every other knowledge but the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you should not know other knowledge is superior to the knowledge of the Quran. But the parents plant this in the children. The parents spend time. They spend money. They make effort to make sure that children are all par, sophisticated, educated in the secular world, in the materialistic world. But when it's Quran, if they have time, we drop them at Darul Uloom. Sometimes I see kids and say, sister, how come I didn't see the boy for classes? Well, he had some homework, you know. I'm like, yeah, homework. What homework? School homework. Yeah. You know, that homework is more important than Allah's work, you know. Allah's Quran, we don't give that priority. And besides, they don't even contribute the $20 a week to the kids or a month. They don't even take the interest for the kids to memorize their work, to learn the Quran. You teachers spending your time free teaching. And I don't want your parents to feel guilty. But unfortunately, this is the work of the devil today. So I'm reminding myself first and everybody else. We make interest for the kids. Do their schoolwork. Make good grades in school. Good grades in school. Masjid, just send them. You have no time in the evening. You have some spare time. Spare time on Sunday. Send them to learn Quran. Whether they learn or not, they'll make numbers. We'll get them out so we could go to JCPenney and go to the mall and do our shopping while they're in the school in the masjid. A lot of people do that. It is so sad. When the Quran is of that status in our life, the Quran are the words of Allah. You go to some masajid in America and in the world today, people who vie to be on Shura Council, they can't even read Quran. They want a position. They're spending $100,000 to build something in a masjid so they can get a position. They want position in the masjid, but they don't want position in the eyes of Allah. Because it's a position for the people to see them in status. It's not about reading the Quran. So on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you know, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the day of judgment, Allah will tell the people, read, enter Jannah and read the Quran. And read until you stop reading. And wherever you stop reading, that will be your spot. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The more Quran we know, the more Quran we study, that's as far as we'll go into Jannah. So there's all different categories of problems we suffer today. That's why you could have a man sit next to me right here in South Florida and say, Quran need to be destroyed. Quran is dangerous. It's bad for today. It's not the word. Because people, they're not really seeing the Muslims practicing and living the Quran. If we live it, if we read it, if we recite it, if we practice it, and if we put it into action, we might be the good examples for them. Allahu Akbar. And that's the problem. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, I saw in the last few weeks, man, Muslims crazy behind Miladun Nabi and food and everything. But you tell those 500 Muslims, come and learn to read the Quran. If they come to read it, they're reading it Caribbean style, Guyanese style, Bangladeshi style, Pakistani style, Indian style, but they're not reading it Quranic style. What is that? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Allah commands in the Quran that when you recite the Quran, read the Quran with slow, measured, proper pronunciation and intonation. The way Allah expects us to read it, not Caribbean and Indian style. But Islam is a show business nowadays. You go to some of the organizations and whether they like me or they don't like me, now we have reached a stage. Look at what has happened, brothers and sisters. Let's face hakikat. We are attracting Muslims by comedy. You don't attract Muslims by Quran anymore, no? Oh, if you say, boy, Quranic recitation by Qari so-and-so. Yeah. I could listen to that. You hear Amitabh Bachchan and Shah Rukh Khan come into town? Boy, people paying $500 for a ticket to go to Orlando. I don't know these modern nowadays Indian style. I just remember those names when I was studying in India. I used to see it all over the place. Some of all your foreign singers and all that you have on all your TV and ZTV and all the channels. People spend hundreds of dollars. Now we're attracting, you go to some, I mean, Allah forgive me for our ISNA and ICNA representatives here. Please, nothing to be offended about. It's not your fault. It's just what has happened to the people. That's what the people like. So we tend to give them what they like. So you attract 30, 40,000 people because you got singers coming. Singers with music coming. And you have a big show in the hotel. And when the time comes for the real Islam, a few people listening to the real taqwa and the piety, and the majority in the comedy show and all the music activities. That's what has happened today. Go check the online. See how many Muslim functions, and they're attracted by those things. Because we have lost that love for Allah and the Quran. You know, I don't like to say this here on the pulpit, but Allah forgive me, I have to say it. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you follow a people, man tashabba bihi, if you follow a people, fahuwa minhum, then you are like them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said that a time will come that the Muslims will follow, and with due respect, because I've been the former president of the Interfaith Council, so I need to say nothing to criticize anybody, and I don't want anybody misrepresent me, because I have a lot of non-Muslims who look at Ahl Hikmah TV and look at the khutbahs here. But there is a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Muslims will follow the Jews and Christians even if they go into a lizard hole.